This is Twit.
But we do know that the Samsung Galaxy S10, yes, folks, it's barely a month into the new year. We're already high up on this news. It's coming February 20th. Now, this particular event is going to take place not in New York City, as happened in years past, but at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. Oh. So it's going to be in good old SF, and there are rumored variants of three types of Galaxy S10s that will be possibly announced, including a fourth with 5G capability to be launched in the spring, which is when I'm assuming every carrier has decided, finally, we'll tell them we have 5G, even though we're probably not going to be ready. Oh, sorry, what? Also, Samsung is expected to show off a fully functional version of its foldable phone, rumored to be called the Galaxy F, which I think stands for Florence. So it's the Galaxy Florence.
Should. Yes.
Is what it's called. Yeah.
The Galaxy Flow.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Ooh, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Because it flows open and closed.
That's right.
There you go.
The Galaxy Flow can open and close.
Exactly.
Like it.
And not just her mouth. So Samsung also announced that January 28th is when it will show off the new Galaxy M series. And so this is like a mid-range family of phones. And Samsung plans to bring the teardrop-shaped notch to this device, similar to the one on the OnePlus 6T. This is being teased on Amazon, so it sounds like it's going to be a real hit on the online retailer. It's also rumored to point to two variants, so not just that one Galaxy M, but two different kinds, one with a 5,000 milliamp battery. So really just kind of, it sounds like Samsung is, what's that word for when you, it's like when you launch a net and you just hope to catch whoever you possibly can in that net.
Throwing their phones at a wall and seeing what sticks.
Exactly. Now this, it's, I think, important to know that this is definitely a strategy of Samsung past. Remember when they were making like phones of all sorts, and they had Tizen running phones and Android phones, and they had mid range and high range, and they had giant phones. You know, it's possible since the Chinese market has, or rather the Chinese manufacturers have just kind of really grown their mid-range and low-end presence and showing that they can really offer a lot of quality for not so much money. I have a feeling Samsung's feeling like we really want a piece of that market again, not just the high end. So I imagine that's what's in store for this year.
Maybe. And they're also kind of playing through on what they had said as far as like bringing features that you have normally come to expect from premium devices and bring them to their mid-tier devices. So you're seeing their first notch phone be one of their mid-tier devices, which for whatever reason, some people say is like a premium device feature.
Is that? I thought it was something like, I don't know, NFC or wireless charging.
NFC is so old. It's so passe.
I know, but it's not always in a low-end phone.
Yeah, that's
true.
Or
a mid-range phone.
Yeah, that's true.
It gets left out.
It does
seem
like one of the things that gets cut first on the low-end phones.
Yeah. So now, Ron, you have the OnePlus 6T, which has the notch in a very similar fashion, the teardrop, which I personally, as far as the notches look, I actually kind of like the teardrop. What do you think?
I don't mind the teardrop, but I mean, I like the teardrop. I didn't have a problem with the notch on the OnePlus 6. And actually, to be honest with you, I did notice with the teardrop notch, I lost the LED light telling me when I had a text message, which I now I have to turn, I have to, you know, touch my phone in some way to have it light up to see if I have any text. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what happened to my little light? But the teardrop notch is fine. I mean, like it's definitely out of the way. I don't notice it as much. Yeah. But again, I didn't have a problem with the main notch. So.